Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
All right, Robbie, can you hear me now? Robbie, can you hear me?
Hey, I didn't hit the number one. I wasn't ready to talk yet.
I know, but I wanted to see if you could hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. I don't know what's going on with this thing. I tell you what.
I'm glad we're out for a few more weeks.
I just ended the... because. The way it's set up to do this radio show, you can do a direct call-in, which it dials it through the computer, or I can actually physically call from my phone with a different number, and it's weird. I don't know. That's how Ed does it sometimes. But I just ended the call and didn't end the show, just ended the call and recalled back in to get directly hooked back up, and that's what Ed told me I had to do before. So that's what I did, and it started working.
It's working now.
Okay, it's a good thing I wasn't really talking about anything for the first 20 minutes that was really...
Well, you're talking to yourself.
I know, right? But that's normal.
Well, yeah.
Right? But, okay.
I saw this on Facebook a little bit ago. A guy down in Kenley, North Carolina, I guess he was at the Petro. He got ran over by his truck and died.
Really?
Yeah. It was on CDL Life.
Oh, see, that's what I pulled a thing off of their website earlier today.
I read the article on it. I guess he had a bunch of tools out, and it sounded like he was working on his truck and got ran over for the sound of it. It wasn't a very long article, but it was a real quick down to the point. They don't have a name or anything or a trucking company. That was out in the back 40, pretty much.
Yeah, it says, trucker reported missing, found deceased under own semi in North Carolina truck stop.
Well, Kenley, North Carolina, there's only two truck stops there.
Exactly.
There's the Petro or the Pilot.
Yeah, and it says, the body of a truck driver was discovered at the truck stop in Kenley, North Carolina, on Thursday morning, according to the local news outlet. Police in Kenley were looking for a truck driver after he failed to contact his employer as scheduled, according to the Johnson County report. Around 10 a.m. on March 2nd, Kenley police discovered the body of the truck driver underneath his truck in the rear part of the Petro truck stop located off of I-95. Police found tools near the truck and believed that the driver was underneath the vehicle making repairs when the truck rolled on top of him. The tractor trailer were not connected, or the tractor and trailer were not connected when police arrived at the scene, according to the report. Foul play is not suspected, and the Johnson County Sheriff's Office is assisting the Kenley Police Department in an ongoing investigation, and the identity of the truck driver has not been released.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's easy to do if he was under there, you know, possibly adjusting his brakes. You have to have the brakes released for that.
He could have been doing all kinds of things under there, fixing an airline, greasing the truck.
There's
so many things you could be doing underneath.
Yeah, and it's things like that that makes you think, wow. You know, it's an easy thing to happen, because if you don't block those wheels, even just one. I mean, Greg got ran over by a truck, but he wouldn't listen to me, and I told him, I said, you need to block those wheels. Nah, it ain't going to roll nowhere.
I haven't had that happen to me, but if I'm underneath my truck, I'm normally attached to my trailer.
Yeah.
And I normally have the truck off anyway, so. Then it goes into not like what it used to be when a guy is working on his truck. There's about five guys hanging around there.
No, right.
Not anymore. People are out with their cameras. Oh, look at this guy. He's I don't know what the hell he's doing, but and they're filming you.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, you know, if they find anybody that was parked down or around him or something that could help identify or figure out what's going on. Because I don't know if they have – you would think down there, as big as that truck stop is, that they would have maybe even cameras out there in the back corner somewhere.
You know, that's even on across their lot on their building. Their building's a lot taller than those light poles.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I hadn't looked at CDL Life because I had found an article I seen today that popped up, and it was about 3 dead in a 5-vehicle crash after southbound semi crossed in the northbound Route 33.
No.
And it goes on to say that the PSP, the Pennsylvania State Police, are investigating a multi-fatality crash involving a tractor-trailer that occurred in Monroe County on Wednesday. The crash was reported around 10:30 a.m. on March 1st in Hamilton Township, Pennsylvania. And according to the PSP, Troop and Public Information Officer Anthony Petrowski, a tractor trailer was southbound on Route 33 near the Sailorsburg exit when the truck traveled off the west berm and struck an embankment. The truck then re-entered southbound Route 33 and veered southeast, striking a guardrail in the center median and then entering the northbound lanes of traffic on Route 33. The truck then struck a second semi and 3 other passenger vehicles. 2 of the 3 passenger vehicles came to a stop underneath the semi that crossed the median. Both drivers were pronounced dead at the hospital. A passenger in one of the vehicles that was underneath the semi died at the scene. The PSP did not provide information on injuries, and the cause of the crash is under investigation. An updated news release will be available at a later date, depending on the investigation, which is still active and may take some time. And Troop N would like to thank all motorists for their patience and understanding who sustained major traffic delays due to the extent of the investigation. But, I mean, when you look at some of the pictures from that accident and the cars, and it's like, yeah, nobody was going to survive that. You know, the only one that could possibly have survived it was the driver that was in the truck itself.
Too many people in a hurry.
Yeah.
Got to do 100 miles an hour going down the highway.
Yeah, but, they said he bounced off one embankment, so he went across the, the lanes at some point. Just, wow. Because he was completely across both lanes of road. But,
Did you see that Tucson, Arizona got snow yesterday?
Yes, I did see that.
It does snow in Arizona, and not just Flagstaff.
Uh-huh.
It won't stick around long. It was probably melted in a couple hours.
Oh, probably. But, hey, snow out there. It's pretty bad because here in, around us, we haven't gotten near as much snow here as like some parts of California, and we've been pretty darn lucky, let me tell you, when it comes to snow.
Yeah, you guys haven't had a whole lot of snow up there this year.
No, and we haven't really had our cold weather, and that's what we said, just wait, our luck in March here, it's going to hammer us, and it's going to be like, seriously?
I was talking to my mom today, and she said that Flagstaff is on a record of getting snow.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Wow.
Where's your hubby at?
Well, he left here about 6:45 to go over on the hill because when you called earlier, he was on the couch sleeping. Because he just got in.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. He got in. He took a shower. Then he says, I'm taking a nap. So him and Ghost and Claire went to the couch and took a nap.
Yeah, he probably had the clicker in his hand and then went to sleep.
Nope. He never touched it.
Wow.
I know, right? But he actually left here. He's on his way to Burns Harbor. He's going back, but he's going back out west again. So.
No.
Yeah.
No, you might have another caller on there right now. He is one of my buddies. I told him to call in. I don't know if he's going to chime in tonight or not.
Well, there's definitely another Arizona, you know, area.
Yeah, he's from
on
Arizona.
There. I kind of figure when Arizona.
He's a good dude.
Okay. If you say so, because, you know, I've met some of your friends. Wait a minute. I'm married to one of your friends.
That's all you're doing.
I know, right?
That's all you're doing.
Yeah, I know. After 20 years, couldn't help it. Yeah, because Greg says, as soon as I get everything settled, I'll call. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right, whatever. You ain't gonna call in tonight. You got 30 minutes.
Well, you know my show's never an hour.
Ish and a half.
Yeah, well, I have it set for 2 hours because that's what I always set it for. So, you know. Yeah, he's going up Route 11 right now. I just pulled him up on 360 to see where he's at. But, you know how he is. But, so where are you at now?
I'm in Heston, Kansas.
Oh, are you on your way back home or?
No, I'm actually going to Baltimore.
The hell are you going out there for?
Oh, I'm taking a bailer to the port so it can go to Belgium.
And what are you going to do from out there?
I don't know yet. I was trying to find something going west, but you can't go much further east because
no.
You end up in the ocean.
Yeah.
Just going away, trying to make it home. I'm trying to get something coming out of the port. So.
You still might. When do you have to deliver that?
Whenever I get there. I'm trying to deliver it Monday.
Oh, gotcha.
But my West Virginia is kind of a little confusing. It says no weekend movement, and then on the top of it, it says my dates of movement are from Saturday or Friday until next Wednesday, so.
Huh. Yeah, because we didn't do much oversize on the weekend, so I can't even say how that used to go, so.
Well.
Hey, Robbie.
I know. We'll see. What?
This is your buddy coming on. Just so you know. So you can't talk about
it. I told him he asked me how to chime in, and I told him to hit number one.
I'm here. I'm listening.
How can you actually say you're a friend of Robbie? That's kind of scary, right?
I've known him a long time. He's all right. He's a good guy.
All right. I need
It's getting deep in here.
I need
waiters.
So what do you do?
I drive truck too.
I'm sorry.
I don't drive. I don't do oversized or nothing like that.
Well,
I haul Walmart freight.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna forewarn you right now. I'm bringing on my husband because he just put his lovely little kid up.
Oh, God.
So, brace yourselves, because you never know what's going to pop out of his mouth, that is.
Greg, be nice tonight.
Yes.
Keep it in check.
I am. I was just, when she said that was Robbie's buddy, I thought, well, she ain't talking to me, but I didn't think that, I was just amazed that you had another friend.
Wow.
Oh, that's funny.
How you doing, Rob? You get something going there, Robbie?
No, I'm going to, I don't know if you caught it or not. I'm picking up a bailer in Kansas, heading out to Port of Baltimore. I'm hoping to get over there by Monday morning. Deliver it on Monday morning and try to find something coming out of the port.
Or to Baltimore. So that means you're going to be up the house for about a week.
No. No. I want to go home.
Yeah,
I
understand
that. Up there.
The last time you come over there and went to Georgia, you ended up dead end of the house. It was up there a week trying before you found something. Just tell Penny if you decide to stop up at the house, just tell her to cut me a check before you come.
I won't tell her.
Oh, I got her on Facebook. I'll tell her. Tell her if I got to keep this jack leg for a week, you're going to have to cut me a check, man. Hell, it's worth at least $150, $200 just to give you a gate, just keep you an alcohol while you're there. Alcoholic.
You
all right, I'm going to let you guys
Crown
talk.
Royal. You better have a bottle of Crown Royal ready for me.
Oh, there is. We always got Crown in the house. I'm gonna stand here and be quiet for a little bit and let you guys talk. We got it every night. I'm gonna let you and your other buddy talk on there and talk on Tiff. I'm gonna sit here and listen. So I'm just forewarning you, Robbie, don't piss me off, that's all.
Robbie, do you think we'll keep you quiet?
I gotta find something to light his fire tonight.
Don't push my button and we're good. I'm gonna sit here and behave myself. I'm on my way to Gary with my whopping 5,000 pounds.
Hey, Greg, was a story that Robbie told me about, and I pulled it up. There was a guy down in Kenley, North Carolina, at the truck stop at Petro.
Yeah.
Got ran over by his own truck.
Got run over with another truck.
His own truck.
Got run up. It's happened.
For the sounds of it, it sounded like he was working on his own truck and got ran over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a bunch of tools laying out. Yeah, it's something.
He could have been adjusting the brakes where somebody didn't block the brakes like they were told to.
Yeah, I got run over. I run over my own hand, my own arm, laying underneath my truck. I put brakes and I done brakes and drums and I don't know what all on Tim's truck when we was driving for that owner operator because I always had to work on his trucks too. So I put brakes and stuff on her truck one day and I had it up on bottle jack, sat there up there on the hill, and I let the jack down. Forgot to set the brakes up. I forgot to adjust all the brakes up. I set the bottle jack down and started rolling, run over my hand. I still had the wrench in my damn hand where I was adjusting brakes.
Now, mind you,
I did hurt it.
I told him, do you want me to block the brakes before my mom and I left? Nah, it'll sit here. It's flat.
All right. You got to start the tag team me now. I'm going to be quiet.
It'll be all right.
Last word.
It'll be all right, Greg. Just woosaw a little bit and you'll be all right.
Robbie was feeling left out because you hadn't called in yet.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I tried calling you earlier, and apparently you're taking a nap.
Oh, yeah. I was ass deep in that couch taking a nap over there. No, I called Donnie real quick to see if he got that load out there, pre-code out there in Portage. And he said, no, it wasn't painted. And they kept giving him excuses. And Tina said it wasn't going to be ready till Monday. So he ended up dead end. He's dead end down to Louisville, down to Gent. He's picking up that load to Gent. Down there in Gent, going up to Ambridge. So
he
said, peace. Yeah, well, what's he going to do? You know, if they can't get nothing out of there, that storm coming in, he said, I heard on the news 2 to 5 they was calling for out in Gary. He said they're calling for it to come in late morning. By mid-afternoon, he said it's supposed to start out as rain, then change to heavy, wet snow, and then get worse, like 60 to 18 inches is what he's saying out there.
Huh.
He said, I can't believe you're coming out there. I ain't scared.
For the sounds of it, I might not make it very far.
Why? Where you at?
I'm in Kansas right now. I'm going to take the 70 straight across.
Over to
79 and down. And over across 68.
I don't know. Better keep an eye on the sky. I don't know. I'm going out there and say it don't make any difference. But I don't care. Snow and ice and stuff, it don't bother me.
Yeah,
I like going out there.
Wife,
I like going out there blowing that shit all over them cars. I get even. I love it when it snows real bad stuff. I get out there. I get even with them cars for all the bullshit they do to me all year long. I get out that left lane and just throw snow and shit all over them, man. Cut me off. I get even after for all summer long all the crap they do. I get even when it's snowing. So, either or. All right, you guys go ahead and talk. I'm going to sit here and be quiet. Listen.
We lost your buddy, Robbie.
Oh, he must have had another call or something.
Yeah.
You have another call. You guys forgot about him running your mouth with me.
Oh, no. Nah. He was chiming in there. I was just looking at the weather reports to see what it looks like out that way. I'm trying to find. You're in Kansas.
I'm pretty much just north of Wichita.
Okay.
Damn, I'm thinking I should have had her get me a permit.
Well, right now it's looking clear besides rain for you out there, Robbie.
Yeah, it just everything that I've looked up, I've only looked up over to Illinois, and it's just nothing but rain, so.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking it's all coming down out northwest across. Well, I think it's all supposed to stay mostly up in the north, you know, the Midwest, you know, the north, you know, down around Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, across Ohio. And over and across, so I think it's supposed to stay kind of high.
Okay, here's for
right.
Chicago, okay? It says winter storm watch from Friday, March 3rd at 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. It says rain changing to heavy wet snow, possible a narrow corridor of wet snow accumulation. In excess of 6 inches is possible. Winds could gust up to 40 miles an hour. Portions of central, East Central, North Central, and Northeast Illinois and Northwest Indiana from late Friday morning through late Friday night. Yeah, so it is actually...
Wonderful.
It is, yeah, it's going to come right across the top of Indiana, of Illinois, Indiana, right up into Michigan. It's the way it looks like it's going.
All I need to do is get the hell out of there and get back down to 30.
Yeah.
If I get down to Wait Mat Lake, I'll be all right.
I got
cities, you know, just pinpointed all over the United States that I've been to, that I've looked up weather, and London, Ohio, well, you know, pretty much Columbus. All they're calling is for rain.
Yeah.
Tomorrow and tomorrow night. So.
And you're supposed to be in Baltimore. On Monday.
I'm shooting for. It's only 1,300 miles over there from over here, so, yeah, I should be over there Sunday sometime.
Yeah.
I've been running around 83 to 86,000 gross all week, and now this snowstorm comes in, I'm going to be running around empty the rest of the week. What the hell?
Yep.
I'm surprised you're even going back out.
I'm going back out. After all the hell I ain't
going to
tell her no.
Yeah, last time I told her, well, I'm delivering up here, and I'm going to the house, and I'm probably done
for
the week.
I was headed to the house this morning, and she called me and said that Ron up here at SMS had this little partial going out there, said it had to be out there because they got rolls out there he's been waiting on for 2 weeks, and he got on their ass out there and told me he needs them, so they're out there. They're not going to be ready. Not supposed to be ready till 2 o'clock out there tomorrow. So I got to unload these 6 rolls out there, and then they're going to throw probably 5 or 6 back on me. So I'm going out with 5,000 and coming back with the same thing. But if I get them loaded out there, they're running a second, third shift up here in East Palestine. So I can take them up and I can get them off late tonight, we are Saturday morning, and then I'll be done, and I'll come to the house, probably be done till Monday or Tuesday. So,
right.
Ain't no big deal, you know. I raised right. 9 counts of hell with her the other day, being I got into it. I've heard not, I don't want to tell her no. I won't do it now. After me bitching at her about no freight.
Well, Robbie, you look clear out the, you know.
Yeah, load tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and I'm going to try to get as far. I wouldn't like to get on the other side of St. Louis at least, get over to Effingham or even on the other side of Terre Haute, but I was looking at the weather, and I had Mount Vernon, Illinois, which is not far from Effingham and whatnot, and they're reporting gusts up to 45 mile an hour, so I don't know.
Right.
I might not even make it through St. Louis because of the wind.
I'd be a bitch if a snowstorm come through Corpus. Be a bitch if snowstorm and ice come through Corpus down there and screw his motorcycle ride up.
Oh, man, that would be really bad. Really bad.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you're not going to hit anything for you out there in Maryland on Monday, so.
No, it's a fast-moving storm. It's just a matter of, you know, that's what I'm shooting for, but if it's Tuesday, it's Tuesday, whatever, you know, just because of the weather. I'm not too worried about it, but I am. But I was trying to get something. I want to try to get something booked for tomorrow for either Monday or Tuesday coming out of there. I would like to deliver and load and then get out of there.
Right.
What is it? Is it an oversize?
Yeah, I'll be 10 wide.
Oh.
And I was reading my permits. West Virginia is kind of weird. It says my permits are valid from Friday until next Wednesday, and then in it says no movement over the weekends.
Right.
I don't mean, it kind of, I guess, a little confusing, I guess.
Well, yeah, West Virginia, I think it's like that Friday night, at dusk Friday night till, you know, a half hour or so before sunrise on Monday, I think. I forget, down in West Virginia. They're weird.
Yeah, they are.
Ohio used to be like that.
Ohio used
to be able to run in Ohio up until noon on Saturday. But then they done away with that. Well, it was till noon on Saturday. Now I think you can run all day on Saturday.
I don't know. I'll send you that permit and when you get a minute, read it and tell me what you think.
All right.
You need to do it going down the road. I don't care. I don't care what you do. Just don't wreck that ship that you're sailing over there.
Right?
You and your big, heavy weight. Oh, shit, what did I do that for? I just deleted the sucker. I want to delete all those permits. Where's trash?
Well. While you're looking that stuff up, Robbie, I found another story here.
We'll move.
This is off of CDL Life again. It says, 3 dead in crash involving 2 big rigs in New Mexico. Authorities in New Mexico say that 3 people lost their lives on Thursday morning in a crash involving semi-trucks that occurred near Hatch. The crash was reported on State Route 26 on Hatch Highway between Hatch and Deming, North New Mexico. Early reports from news outlets indicated that 2 semi-trucks were involved in a head-on collision. 3 people were reported dead. It isn't clear how many people are hurt. Images captured at the scene show a large number of boxes spilled out on the roadway. State Route 26 closed in both directions southwest of Hatch for fatal crash. Drivers encouraged not to exit on State Route 26. Drivers should stay on I-25 south to get to I-10, expect delays, and avoid State Route 26, a New Mexico State Police said. So I don't like it when there's not
a lot
of
how these guys. I don't know how these guys are wrecking these trucks. I guess it's just.
Well, the one, it looks like when I can almost see, let me see if I can get this picture to come bigger. No, but it looks like a Warner. No, maybe not. It's laying on its side and it's kind of hard to see, but there is a lot of boxes everywhere. This dude is sitting on a mattress in the middle of the highway and looks like he has road rash up his back.
Oh.
So I don't know if he was in the one truck that's laying on its side, because the other truck right here is still sitting up. He could have been in the other side and the window busted and he fell against that because, you know, maybe he didn't have a seatbelt on. So.
Down there, they drive all kinds of weird.
I believe it.
And that bike going up to Hatch on that highway, that New Mexico highway, it's all two lane.
Yeah. Okay, there's a video. I know you guys can't see it, but
Greg, I just sent you that permit. It's in your message.
All right, I'll look at it.
Whenever you get a chance. I did send you. I needed a gun last night, and you didn't respond to me. I had four deer walking across my truck the other night.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures.
Okay, here's the video from that crash that they reported on. I know you guys can't see it, but you guys can hear it. Okay, maybe. Wait,
depends if I'm talking or not. Or Greg. Then we won't hear nothing.
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, neither do I. All I hear is silence. And silent treatment. Just like you're getting on the show, silent treatment.
Shush. Okay, I don't know why you guys didn't hear it. I don't know. But anyways. It didn't tell anything. It was just, you know.
Pump up the volume. Pump the volume.
Uh-huh. But anyways. So, yeah, I thought it would have more, and it didn't. But you guys can still hear me, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know Robbie couldn't hear me. I was talking to myself for the first 20 minutes or so on the show. And he said there was no audio, and I'm thinking, seriously? Everything on my end looked like it was working.
I thought it was my phone or something, so I called in. I didn't hear nothing. I'm like, all right. Waited a couple minutes, and I'm like, maybe it's my phone. So I hung up and called back, saw the same thing. And then on the third time I called in, that's when I messaged you.
Well, it's like last night with it, man. It was breaking up real bad for me, and then it cleared. I even hung up, called back in, and it, you know, before I queued in, and it was still doing it, and then it cleared up. It was mostly when he was on the music, and I thought, well, maybe it was just music or whatever. And then I called back in, and it cleared up for a while, and then it started again right there at the end, and I'm thinking, no, it's got to be something on his end.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Who knows?
Like he had the volume too high or something.
Yeah, well,
I don't
know. There's so many different things that he has that board down there that he works with it off of, and you know, because he'll play music off his phone or off of another laptop. And if I play, you know, like when Max was here, I would put a song on, and then I would run up and get and bring him down. So in the meantime, while it was playing for a few minutes, I was grabbing Max from the top of the steps. But I don't play music. That's it. I mean.
There's no reason for him to be playing that much music when he's only on there for an hour.
No, you're right. You know, so Robbie said, when you hadn't called in yet, he says, well, you know, there's only a half hour left. And I was like, yeah, but I usually go longer than that just because if everybody's on and talking and BSing, it's like, why not?
I can't believe though the rest of them calls again. You know, Cheryl ain't called, Holly ain't called, Lou ain't called anymore. She just, nobody,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, Lou was calling in there like every day for a while.
Yep.
And Cheryl, I know why she hasn't called in. She's been in the process of moving, so.
Well, that and it's probably her busy season right now, too.
Oh.
Isn't Cheryl? Doesn't she? No, that's someone. Doesn't she do taxes or something like that?
No, that's
you're thinking of Jessica.
Oh, okay. I'm
you're thinking of Jessica and Chris.
Yeah, Cheryl's the one that was the manager or whatever you want to call her for Jake Break Junkie.
Oh, okay, okay, I got you. Oh, the drunken fool?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember her. I remember her.
Okay, so now we know when we talk about Cheryl to Robbie, we have to call her the drunken fool.
She was always drunk whenever she was over there.
Yep.
You're right. Yeah, but there's not too much. I mean, all I'm finding on here, because usually they have stuff on here about some of the policies.
They
and
had
stuff
like, they had from Kingman, Arizona on I-40. From Kingman all the way over to Holbrook was closed down last night. I don't know if it reopened yet. I think it has because of the snowstorm. It dumped a lot of snow. I think it dumped close to almost 2 foot.
Oh, here's something that was just published. What's today's date? The 2nd. It was published today, you guys would be interested in. It says, a trucker, who knows who this trucker is yet, a trucker seeks FMCSA okay for 5-5 sleeper berth split. The Federal Motor Carrier...
He ain't going to get it.
Shush.
No.
But the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration is currently accepting public comment on truck drivers' request for regular relief from the hours of service rules related to sleeper berth requirements. According to a February 23 notice from the FMCSA, truck driver Matthew Kilmer asked authorities for an exemption from hours of service regulations to allow him to split his sleeper berth time into 2 5-hour periods in order to obtain the required 10 hours rest period. Kilmer responded that an industry-wide 5-5 split, sleeper berth split, would provide more safe truck parking opportunities by increasing parking turnover. He also argued that the increased sleeper berth flexibility would result in better rested drivers. Kilmer also argued that the 5-5 split would help the commercial vehicle operator utilize their time and proper rest much more efficiently when accounting for lost time due to weather and detention time at shippers and receivers or for repairs, thus streamlining the flow of goods in more effective, efficient, safe, and timely manners. Kilmer requested the exemption for himself and other truck drivers. The FMCSA is accepting public comment on Kilmer's request through March 27th of 2023. So far, 191 public comments have been received, many of which are in favor of the 5-5 split option. The addition of this option to divide up time can prove to be adventurous to the driver in terms of productivity. Frequently, shipments can take a considerable amount of time to both load and unload, resulting in the driver becoming weary. This division of time allows the driver to recuperate should there be hours available and continue their progress on to the upcoming shipment, commented Ralph Bryant. A 5-5 sounds great. One, it's hard to get a full 8 or even 6 hour sleep on the road. I often wake up in a sleeper berth, as well as finding a safe, convenient place for parking duty that's split. It would also help compensate the driver for unseen weather and traffic situations as well. And you may vote as a yes. You have my vote as a yes, as this Morris Silverston. Another one says, as a fleet safety manager, I fully agree and support changes to the sleeper berth split rules. Drivers should be allowed more flexibility of the 5-5 and 6-4 sleeper berth split. This will allow our drivers to rest better and be more alert. Most drivers also don't sleep the full 10 hours. Please approve the requested changes, wrote Miller Expedited Freight. If you would like to submit a public comment to the FMCSA, you can click here and get started.
Yeah, you might as well go piss up a rope.
Yeah, but you know what? You're never going to get anything changed if you don't try.
Leave I understand that, but every time, they, you know how many people has already tried that? And they everything that somebody, you know, requests or sends in for, it gets kicked out. They don't, no.
Oh,
if the FMCSA and the government don't control it or don't think of it, it ain't getting done.
The only thing, and again,
it'll never happen, but the only thing that's going to stop this shit is turn the keys off and say, we're done until you do something. And everybody's got to do it. Nobody's going to do it. It's never going to change. That's the only thing that's going to stop them is to shut them down and hurt them. You can't reason with them. You got to hit them in their pocket. You got to make them suffer like we are. And the only thing they understand is force.
Oh yeah.
You're just talking. You just might as well just sit there and talk to that truck because FMCSA and them, you're talking to people that have no idea. They've never been in a truck. You know, it's just like that transportation, that gay-ass transportation secretary we got, Pete Buttigieg. That son of a bitch has never been in a truck. Has no idea about a truck or anything. But they're going to tell you how to do it safe.
Yep.
Right. I think in order for them to hold an office like that, like transportation secretary or something, they should have to have not a minimum, but they should have a substantial background in the industry or in transportation before they start making laws and rules. Same way with FMCSA. Quit asking for comments from college kids on, like, parking here a while back. What can we do to control the parking situation for trucks? They're asking college kids for their input on that. What in the hell does a kid in college or a kid, you know, 20 years old, what the hell do they know about trucking? Or what it takes out here or the laws and stuff. You got people writing laws that has no idea. They have them, can't tell you what the inside of a truck looks like. All they know is they're big, they got a lot of wheels, and they're heavy. That's all they know. They have no idea what we go through out here.
This is very true.
But when you go to run in politics, you know, to run for governor, said, well, he ain't got no experience. He ain't got no political experience. Well, you dumbass, the ones that's writing our laws out here, they ain't got no experience either. Trump wasn't a politician either, but he straightened his shit up, didn't he?
True.
But he was smart. He had some common sense. And these idiots out here now don't have no common sense. None. Like Biden, they're going to have to get him a bubble wrap suit just so when he falls down, he don't get hurt.
Did you hear he said he will come to East Palestine?
Oh, is he now?
Yeah, at some point he's going to come.
Yeah, you heard what they said up there. They really don't want him up there.
Well, I know that.
And the only reason he's coming now is because of the heat on him. Because everybody's
exactly.
Giving him a rash of shit for not coming. That's the only reason. He don't want to be up there because it's a red. That's all red up there around us. It's a Republican. That's a Republican state. Ohio's in a Republican state for the most part now.
Yep.
So, you know, that's the only reason he's coming is because everybody's getting on his ass. And he's afraid they're going to lose Republican vote or Democratic votes up there, the voters. And what's he going to do? Come up there and fall down, hurt his leg, stub his toe? you know, what the hell are they going to do? Come up here and mumble and ramble on like a freaking idiot?
Right.
He does that every day now.
That's exactly right. Maybe he can, since he used to drive truck when he was younger, maybe he can get a truck, come up here and help him haul some of that shit out of there.
Oh, God.
You're right.
We'll need all new houses up there. Can you imagine him trying to get
I'll
a truck and
you,
trailer out from there?
I'll guarantee you, if you put him up in a truck, I bet he couldn't even figure out how to put some bitch in gear and get moving.
Yeah.
Probably not. Hey, Greg, I just saw something on Facebook. Do you think an XL flip will work on my trailer?
A what?
An XL.
No, no. It would, but you'd have to get it fabricated. You'd have to get a lot of welding done on the back end of it. They'd have to weld because the mounts on the back are all different on most of them trailers. Everybody's got their own spacing and different way that they attach to the back. There a lot of them's different. You might be able to find one somewhere that, you know, that will retrofit onto that Caitlin, but for the most part, everybody makes their own setup, their own pin setting and everything on the back, and they won't interchange. That's where you come into. You can make any of them fit. You know, with enough steel and welders and grinding and welding
right.
and stuff like that, you can make one fit. You can make any of them work, you know, but it's going to take a lot of work. And you better,
yeah,
you
has,
know, you better get ready to do some heavy-duty welding, buddy.
Yeah. I would have to take it somewhere to, like a trailer shop, hey, make this fit.
Well, it's not only that, Robbie, but your trailer won't take it. Because
why?
You can put a flip axle on the back of it. You can put a flip on it, but it's not going to help you that much. Because you're not going to be able to load. You got what, a 40-ton now?
Yeah.
All right. You got to remember, just because you add axles don't make the frame, it don't make the deck and the frame any stronger than what it is.
Right, I understand that. I'm just going off of axle weights because then I can load everything more towards the ass end and get it off more on the trailer than more on my truck.
Yeah.
Get it off my truck.
Yeah, it's,
that'd be the only reason why I had a flip back there.
Because when you start checking your GVW, your trailer, that trailer's only rated for 40 ton. 80,000
right.
pounds distributed over
actually,
how many feet?
The trailer is, well... I guess it's 86,000, so.
All right, so, yeah, you put a, is your trailer doesn't have the mounts on the back of it already for the axle, right?
No, it does. I can add
Oh,
it.
You're already.
I don't want to spend $30,000 on a flip. I saw this one, it has. Set up for 54-inch spacing, low mileage, good condition, all pins and shims included, 17.5 tires, 50% on Michelin's, brakes are 70 to 80%, all new lights, 12.5.
Yeah.
It's an Iowa.
Like I said, the only problem would be is where it mounts to the back, your mounts.
Right.
Because I guarantee you, they're either going to be narrower or wider, or the pins is going to be different size. It's something, you know, you get looking at them, there's a lot of BS to them things.
So.
I know, we went through all that shit with that XL. That XL, because Tiff and I, that XL that I pulled, it was I think it was an 80-foot stretch. It stretched. It was a 48.
Yeah.
It was a 48 footer because it was an older one, but it was back in early 2000s, mid 2000s. But it was a 48 foot Triton. It had the tandem with the flip on the back, But it was heavy because that thing stretched out to like 80 feet or something like that, 70, 80 feet. I mean, that thing would stretch. It was long and it was heavy. Now, my lightweight with that trailer, and that International that I pulled it with was, I was like 45,000. I think I was right at 45,000 empty. Yeah, it was heavy. Yeah, Tip and I put a lot of miles on that old trailer, boy. Woo!
Telling you.
We got into a lot of crap. We got into a lot of crap with that thing, man. I was pulling in big crates and stuff out of Newark, Jersey, Baltimore, and everywhere.
Just make sure when you have a big crate on and you have to tarp it.
Kaylin has it.
No air.
Oh, yeah. I don't have tarps, so I'm not. No, Kaylin has a couple different configurations on a flip, too, on how they mount them.
Right. See, my buddy Kenny had that one up there. Kenny Moon's got that one up there. He's got a Kaylin Siebert, but this is old. This is an old trailer. But it was a... Mm-hmm. His was a tuba-tuba-one, 2+2+1. So he had the tandems on the front, your tandems on your front on your tractor, and then he had a tandem on the trailer, and then he had a stinger out the back of it that was like 10, I think it was 10 or 12 foot out the back, like on an A-frame. It had a single pin on it, and it had single axle on the back, square out the back of it to get the bridge. Which I need to see. That trailer, that was a nice trailer. It was just old. But that trailer, he kept that. I know he kept that thing in good shape, but it was a 2+2+1, but it's a short trailer. I think it was only like, the deck on it was real short. You'd be lucky to get a road tractor in the deck, in the belly of it. And he hauled, all he did was haul them big ingots and these big molds, you know, steel molds, pots, stuff like that.
Right.
So he didn't need, he wasn't hauling nothing real long or, everything. He could go tall or wide. He just couldn't go nothing real long in the belly of it.
No, I was looking at another XL and the way their pins are, I would have to drop the pins down on that.
Yeah. So I say the way the pins is all different. Any of the axles will work. They just have to fabricate them on, and that's where it comes into problems. Because, boy, when you start welding that, you start putting all that pressure back there on them pins. They got to be welded on there, plated, welded on there. Good. I mean, good. And you're talking.
Yeah, I would do it all my cutting on the flip, not on my trailer.
The pins or the brackets back there on the back's probably, what, an inch thick on yours? Where the pins go through?
I would say maybe 3/4.
They got to be 3/4 or an inch thick.
And then on the outside where the pin rides, I think they got an extra collar or something on it.
Right. Yeah, it's a wear collar, like to keep the pin from wearing through the plate, wearing through the pin holes.
Here, I'll go back there. I'll send you a picture of it.
Okay.
It's chilly out here. Oh, bitch.
I wouldn't mind having another RGN, just like this shit with Marie, because right now she's on one she's got that runs that shit is, CJ's old truck and trailer, but there's a lot of these heavy loads that she's got that I could be getting, but I can't. Trailer ain't heavy enough to haul it. I'm talking 80,000 pound rolls.
All right.
For an 80,000 pound rolls.
Greg, shut up for a minute. Alex Murdaugh was convicted of murder in the shootings of his wife and son.
Yep. I already knew about that. You're behind times.
I just seen it just popped up. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, Donnie and I was talking about that when I called him. He said, yep, they got him. They convicted him of murder.
Good. I'm glad.
I'm about to go upstairs and turn Fox on.
So what? So he goes to prison the rest of his life, and now that just means we got to keep working because we got to pay to keep that son of a bitch, feed him, give him full medical, housing, food, and everything for the rest of his miserable life. It's just like all these rapists, these child molesters, and shit that's sent in prison the rest of their life. Me and Donnie were just talking about that. When they're convicted of that shit, they should get one appeal. Not three or four, one appeal. If they're found guilty, they go in, they get one appeal, they have another trial. If they're found guilty again, they should be executed. Whatever. Get rid of them. We should not have to keep them the rest of their life and feed them, clothe them, you know, give them medical treatment, anything that they need, medical care and everything. Hell, people out here can't get medical care, can't afford medical care, and the people in prison got, you know, other than they can't get out and run about the country free, they got everything they can want.
Yeah, and like they said here, you know, 30 years to life in prison without parole when he is sentenced, which in South Carolina is typically right after the verdict, but can be delayed if the judge chooses.
The man's 62 years old.
He's 54.
54? I thought they said he was 62.
No, he's 54.
Oh.
You didn't read it right there, Greg.
Oh, well. Doesn't make any difference. So, all right. So, even at that, we're going to keep him probably another 30 to 40 years.
So, you know what? The bad thing is, I don't think he would do it. And I say, honestly, they would have to put him on suicide watch because I think he'd kill himself.
Well, that's all the better.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, put him in there and throw a hunk of rope in there about 4 foot long for him. And put an eye bolt in the ceiling in there and say, there you are, and a chair. Help him.
Yeah,
Let Hillary and Bill find out he's in there. He'll be dead in a week.
Yeah, I'm glad they found him guilty. Which, I mean, from listening to the testimony, he was kind of burying himself left and right.
Yeah. Well, he was sitting there, he kept admitting that he lied about this, lied about that. I lied. Well, what the hell do you think they were going to do? And they blamed it on the drugs.
Right. Because
he was a drug addict. An addict lies. Well, okay. Maybe you should have left the drugs alone.
All right, Robbie's friend, you're back in.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to be quiet. Let him talk.
Oh, I don't need to talk about nothing. I was listening to y'all. I have nothing to say, I guess.
I don't either. So they pissed me off, but I'm all right.
Yeah, you with nothing to say?
Yeah, right, Greg. You're always piping on something.
I was going to say, who's he trying to fool, right, Robbie?
Greg, be quiet for a show? Yeah, right. Yeah, he'll be quiet. He just doesn't call in.
Yeah.
It's like Robbie. The only time he wants to come up to the house, he would come up there and wash his clothes or has something he's worked on his truck.
I don't need nothing worked on my truck.
Hey, Robbie, guess what's on
what's
the menu
wrong?
For this weekend?
Wait a minute. When he first started coming up there, what was the first thing we had to do? Change all the wheel seals and shit, cams, camber, everything in his trailer.
But we got that done.
Then the next time he come up there, his APU, the alternator was screwed up. We had to weld it up, drill it out to help him fix his APU.
Greg?
Then he comes up there and the damn truck don't start.
Greg? The first time they
came up
here.
Exactly. Yeah. No shit. You need to do a lot of that.
Right? The first time he came up here, he didn't technically come to the house. He brought the truck down to do the work at the house and went back to his father-in-law's.
Right.
It's true.
That one don't technically count. Now, everything after that counts.
You know, actually, the last time I was there, if I remember correctly, we were working on a black Freightliner most of the trip. We didn't touch my truck.
This is true.
Wait, hold it. Where do you get that wee shit? Where do you get that wee shit at? When we supposedly we was working on a black Freightliner was when we, meaning I, was changing the starter and changing the oil, and it was about zero outside.
Robbie
was standing over there around the damn heater. I'm cold. It's cold out here.
Well, it was like negative fucking 20 degrees over there. Jesus.
Suck it up, buttercup.
Kind of like an Eskimo. Well, no. If I remember right, the last time I was there, we were putting air ride on your truck.
Yeah,
and
right.
We were
using
my trailer as a tool holder, tool cart.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, that Jack Lake drilled my damn frame, drilled the damn bolt holes crooked in my frame. My airbags were leaning.
Oh, God.
That was all the whiskey the night before.
I was still hungover, yeah, probably.
And that was bad enough, but when he put his on, his was the same way. He drilled one of them wrong, too. He got his leaning. I figured, well, at least he wasn't prejudiced. He did his same way he did mine. Your little scrawny ass should have been here a couple weeks ago when I had to patch my tarp up on top.
Oh, no.
Oh, that was interesting.
It's so cold.
I wasn't mad that morning we did it, but I had to do it
I come in late
that night, and I had to go up next morning, patch my tarp, because I had to go load.
Yep.
So, yeah, well, it's all good, Robbie. Somebody got a pick on you. Keep you honest.
Yeah, just about every night.
About 7 o'clock Eastern, right?
No wonder you're so angry when I call you Jesus Christ.
That's right. That's
see
what
I have
telling.
To deal
why
with every
be,
night?
Why you got to be so angry?
You haven't heard
why
that
you
anymore.
Why you got to be so angry, Robbie?
You chicken lollipop.
Chicken lollipop, that's right. Richard.
Richard.
Oh, you got to be a Richard.
Richard.
Don't be a Richard.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt. No one's gotten hurt yet, so.
No, they just get pissed off.
Yeah, last time he was up there, I was working on my truck. That's when I had to weld my charge air cooler. That was a bad day for a few minutes.
Oh, that was the last time we were working on your truck. We didn't work on my truck, on mine. But
I
walked away when
you started
showing an attitude.
First time that guy took that charge air cooler over, that guy welded your alternator. He did a good job on it. But I took my charge air cooler over, and he welded the cheap-ass gussets on my charge air cooler, and it didn't last 3 months, and it broke again. Well, I tell you what, I looked at it the other day where I welded it the last time. It ain't broke no more. Everybody laughed at me when I put that big heavy piece of flat bar in there and welded that. I said, well, that's a little overkill, ain't it? That may be, but it ain't breaking now.
No, it's just a matter of how clean you get it and how good the weld, especially on aluminum, how hot you get it. And you guys really didn't mess with the welder, and you had it pretty hot. You know, the weld
I welded it in. I looked at it the other day. It's still doing good. So, I'm looking around now. I got to find 4 aluminum wheels because I got to put tires on my trailer, and I want to put 22.5s, Low Pro 22s on my flatbed now, like my dry van is. That way, all my tires will be back the same size again. The only oddball tires out will be my steers, and they're still 22.5s. They're just the big ass honking 315s. Tell you what, I do like them tires, though, man. The 315s and floats, man. They make this thing ride a lot better. Handles better. Wearing better. 20-ply, they're not breaking belts so far. I had to hit something awful hard to break a belt in a 20-ply tire. I'm thinking anything short of a Honda or a Toyota, I'm probably good.
You do drive through Indiana and Ohio.
Yeah.
The roads are not the world's greatest over there.
Yeah. Ohio really ain't all that awful bad anymore. It's Indiana. Indiana really ain't bad across the top. I mean, across 30. Now, that toll road up there is a miserable piece of shit. And 70 down there from the state line down there in Ohio over, well, pretty much all, clear to Indianapolis at 65. The major interstates over there in Indiana is bad, but 30 really ain't too bad over there anymore. But, hell, I can't tell you the toll road. I can't tell you last time I was on either one of these toll roads, Ohio or Indiana. I ain't paying them. I ain't giving them no more money. I pay them enough money in road tax. And... Nope. I just thank God I ain't got to drive a Kenworth.
Should.
Oh, shit.
Man, it might stay together.
Yeah. Like a plastic truck fall apart.
Here we go. Here we go.
One thing about running a Kenworth or a Peterbilt anymore, all you got to do is carry a can of super glue with you. You can just glue it back together and keep on going.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah, really.
Wow.
That's why they make them Kenworths, Robbie. Keep people like you out of good Freightliners.
Oh,
yeah.
God damn.
This is bad.
Hey, coming.
Speaking of that, Donnie's about got all the parts to put his together now. We got
to
tilt.
Put
we got
it together.
We
he's scared of that truck.
We got the tilt section for his steering column. He's got to change it. He ordered the steering column. It come in from Vanderhags. And I ordered him the fan shroud. I ordered the fan shroud for him the other day. He picked it up, what, last Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was last Friday. He picked it up at FIDA. So he's got the fan shroud. So all he's got to do is put a wheel seal in one of the steer axles. In the steer axle, he's got to put a wheel seal. He's got to wheel seal out one of the steer tires. He's got to change that and just a couple. Few little minor things, and it's ready to go. It's ready to go on the road. Oh, he's got to change oil pan on it because oil pan's the O-ring and the drain on the oil pan on the side of it's leaking, so he's got to drop the pan off, and he got another pan. It's either change the pan or change that O-ring in his, but I told him why he had it down. We told him he might as well pull a couple of the rods, a couple of the mains, and check the bearings, because that truck ain't supposed to have but 40,000 miles on the paperwork, since it was over 40,000. So I told him, I said, well, just to make sure that they did what
Holy
they said
crap.
They did, drop a couple of the rods of mains, check them and look at them and put them back up in, send it.
That's a lot of snow, Robbie.
What?
Snowing up there?
No.
Not here.
I'll send you a picture. It's Tucson's extra.
No fucking snow. Ugh. I'm done with the snow, man.
No, down in Tucson.
I'm just getting right. Oh, I saw that. I saw a couple pictures. People posted pictures of that. I was like, dog. Arizona getting right. Some snow. That'll be gone tomorrow. You know that.
Yeah.
I'll be gone. I think I'll go out to Lake Station, get my truck washed in the morning so I can swap it up for our afternoon.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
I ain't getting this thing washed. Not the mess I'm going to be in tomorrow.
I'm sure that rainstorm will come that way. I'm getting rained on. I've been rained on a whole day.
Where are you at now? Where are you at?
I-50. I'm about to get on I-55 going to Memphis.
Oh,
Yeah, he's been getting hammered on all day.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
That's
free truck wash.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, damn.
But after a while, it gets a little old with all the rain.
And it's the rain, it's the snow and ice. That's always fun.
Yeah. What is it, Robbie? It's ain't but a chicken wing, huh?
Sure.
Now he's upset.
No,
you okay? Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Hey, make sure you take that cover off your front plate too, okay?
Oh, Greg, I didn't tell you. I got into Kansas on 35. I got pulled into the scale. It had a level 3 inspection. The trooper told me, he didn't write me up for it. I got a clean level 3 done. But he said, I have a plastic cover over my license plate. He said, in the state of Kansas, you can't have that on there.
Is it smoked or clear? Just clear?
Clear. It's clear.
No shit.
Yep.
Huh.
Is there anything else that they want to bitch about? Why? What was his reason?
About, so.
What was his reason?
Of the K-Tag. The toll roads.
What about it?
Because it probably puts
the camera,
the camera.
Yeah.
The camera
can't read
screws with the picture.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me be the first one to tell him he's full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm telling you right now, I've been running a clear license, but I've been running a clear cover on this Rittenhire for the last, 8-10 years that we've had this trailer?
Yeah, there's
one
on
them clear.
Clear.
No, there ain't not on it. Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think I do have one on it.
Yeah.
So, and the drive-in, I've had it out in Kansas how many times with Hurley? No, I don't want to hear that shit. It's clear. It'll go right through that clear.
Yeah, I can even show him a picture of it. It comes up clear in all the other toll roads that I run through. Has no problem.
It says,
they pick up my plate.
You read the regulations. It don't say any. It says you're not allowed to have a smoke one on there that's blocked out. You know,
no.
A smoke cover. But clear, you can have a clear one on there. He's full of shit. That's why he didn't write you up for it, because he can't. Because as long as that license plate is visible and they can read it, there's no there. No.
But if you're looking from far away, if you're looking across a parking lot, you can still see my plate and read my plate.
Exactly.
But until
that's
you get
what
up
I'm
close
saying.
To it,
all it's got to do is be visible.
It's visible.
As long as that license plate is readable through that cover, you can have it.
It's just Kansas being dicks.
All right. He wants to bitch about that. We was talking about that here the other day. They want to bitch about your tinted windows. They want to bitch about that license plate cover. What about these trucks running around with blue and green and all red, green and blue lights, marker lights all over their trucks running down the highway at night?
Yeah, like that tanker we've seen in town.
Yeah, a tanker come through Calcutta right there the other night, right there in town, me and her seen it. What do you have, blue all over that thing, huh?
Green. It was green.
Yeah, it was green on that one. Green lights for marker lights. Yeah, I know they're changeable, but how do they get away with running them down? I see them out here across 30 all the time. You know, parking lots out there at
the other night. Their trucks are falling apart and they're held up by baling wire and duct tape. Why don't you shut those guys down?
Well, that's what I was saying here one night on the show with Ed. They want to bitch about safety, and they want to come out here and hang around the scales and stop us out here on the interstates. Why don't that DOT go up into Chicago, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Detroit, go up into town, start popping some of them local trucks that run around local right there in town with them dump trucks and stuff. And go around there, have you ain't got any mud flaps on them, tires are bald, mirrors is bungeed or duct taped on. How come them guys never see any of them up there with DOT have stopped? If you do, it's very rare. So, you know, if it's all about safety, If it's all about safety, then why is safety just out here on the interstates and stuff? How come it don't apply to in town, in cities? That's why I say it ain't about safety. It's about revenue.
Yep.
How come, like I've said 100 times, how come in the wintertime they want to run them 72-hour safety checks and blitzes and shit? They always want to do it in the summer months when it's, you know, 80, 90 degrees out. That's when they want to set up these brake safety week. 34-hour, they run these 34-hour, or these 72-hour DOT checks or so. Why don't they do it in January, February, March? Why don't they do it in the winter months? How come safety stop when it's raining, when it's pouring rain down or snowing or colder than shit out? You never see them stopping trucks and at scales and DOT and trucks and everything. But as soon as the temperature gets up 65, 70 degrees, they're like fleas. They're everywhere. The state, and I asked the DOT that one time. I said, does safety stop when the weather's bad? He said, well, no. I said, then why is it we never see you guys in the wintertime when it's cold? Never see them when it's cold.
Now, they're not going to be rolling around in snow checking brakes.
All right. And now, in their defense, I will say that the only state that I can't say that about is New York. Because I'm telling you now, in the wintertime, you get up there on that thruway right there at Ripley going out of PA into New York, because I've had it happen. That boy, when he comes over to you and he stops you right there, pulls you over to check your truck, and there's snow on the ground. Now, when he opens the trunk of that car, he's got a creeper in there, and in the wintertime, he's got one of them plastic boat sleds. And when he pulls that sled out of there, you're in trouble, because he will throw that sled down, lay down in that sled on his back, and he will slide from one end of that truck to the other up underneath to start checking brakes, everything. New York don't care. They come out there with snowsuits on. Them boys, they don't care.
Yeah, they don't mess around.
No, they don't care. New York don't care. You know, and that's why I can't really say I don't like New York because of that reason. But I give them kudos because they're doing their job. They're doing what they get paid to do. Do their job. There shouldn't be a brake safety week or, you know, a 72-hour blitz. No. They should be doing their job every day. When they get up, go to work every day, that's what they're getting paid for. Stop trucks, check trucks, stop them in a safe location, DOT them, give them an inspection, do whatever you got to do, send them on their way, or do whatever you got to do. But don't sit there and waste taxpayer money sitting there in the media strip watching trucks go by. I see it out here all the time. All right, I'm done.
Just like that.
Give it 5 minutes. Give it 5 minutes, if that.
I was going to say if that. It won't take long. All I got to do is say something smart, and he comes right back at it again. Huh.
Let's see, what else can we come up with tonight? Huh?
Now he's going to prove us wrong and sit there and be quiet.
Oh, he probably muted us.
He could have, but who knows?
Could
He's
have
biting
what?
His tongue. Told you, no more than a minute.
No, he said I could have what?
But muted us.
That you could have
on
muted
your
us.
Phone.
I'm going to mute you out here in just a little bit, because I'm going to get out of this thing, run in pilot out here and grab me a cup of coffee.
Oh, that's all right.
Now you're low
dive. Shit, you're just trucking it up, ain't you?
Shit, I'll mess around.
Oh.
I got a real truck.
Oh, boy, here we go.
I can make my logbook say anything I want it to say yet.
Just so you know, Shane, he has a 98 Freightliner that he's on a paper log, and he can do whatever the hell he wants. He's not on no e-log or electronic leash.
Yeah.
There was a guy up there bragging to Donnie, I guess, up there today, up there Lake Station. He had a, Freightliner with a 12.7 in it, a classic. And he was up there bragging to Donnie because he was pushing almost 600 horse with it. Donnie laughed at him. Donnie laughed at him. He said, I got a buddy that's got one. He said, it's pushing right now. If he crowds it, he said, he's running all, putting out almost 900. That guy said, bullshit, ain't no way. Donnie said, oh, yeah, I can prove it. Guy didn't want to talk to Donnie no more.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I flipped my scan gauge over to the horsepower rating on this, and I've seen it up. I've seen it on a hard pull, really getting on it. I've seen it up to 980, Robbie, and I backed out of it. Because when you get it up around 980 horse and you're pulling real hard on a hill, You look in the mirror, there's just two trails of coal black smoke pouring out over top of the trailer. It ain't getting hot. Everything's running normal, but you start getting attention when everybody starts accusing you of burning fly spray.
I haven't even messed with that since I deleted my truck. There's going on a horsepower, see what it actually puts out.
Yeah, you need to stop down there at Mount. You need to stop down there at Mount Morris, go to diesel doctor, tell him to turn that thing up.
No.
You'll go through there, crank it up by $300. You'll crank it up. You won't blow it up. He's the one that did this ECM. I got the ECM the diesel doctor did on here now. The one that diesel control service done, it's in a box up here in the cupboard, I think, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's up here in the cupboard yet. Yeah, it's only said it's 700 horse. This in here is about almost 1,000, or it may be right at 1,000.
Oh,
I know
it
runs good.
When he had that one done, I'm thinking it was about 1,000 when he did it.
When I get ready to pass somebody, I don't ask them if I can. I tell them I'm going to.
You just like pissing people off.
Right?
I'll give a damn if it's a cat, it's a Cummins. I don't care what it is. Caterpillars, them guys are big cats. I love them. I just love pissing their messing their day up.
Mm-hmm.
But either or. Yeah, we can make your truck run if you just work with me.
No. It runs just fine.
Poopy dog over here staring at me.
What kind of dog do you have?
It's all right. It's a little hairy.
It's all good. They keep you company at least.
I think it's time for dinner.
Oh, boy. It's always time for dinner.
I pulled in.
Supposedly there's a Mexican shop right next door. I'm going to go try to see if I can get some tacos.
Oh, what the hell. You know it's going to be white people tacos, dude. You know it ain't going to be no Arizona tacos. Come on.
Oh, no, you ain't getting Arizona tacos in Kansas.
He don't give a damn about that tacos, anyhow. He's one Long Island iced tea. He ain't bullshit nobody.
Yeah, you're probably right. Margaritas.
No, Long Island, man. Long Island.
We actually went to El Paso's, Robbie.
Hmm?
We went to El Paso's for my birthday, and I didn't even have a Long Island.
What's wrong with you?
I had a margarita.
She had a sissy.
She's a sissy.
There you go.
I don't know. That
margarita is a sissy drink. Those are the sissy lala drinks. You need to have the...
You gotta make them right, man. They got enough to kill you.
Yeah. It was strong.
Yeah, make them right. They're going to put enough tequila in it and get you all tore up.
Yeah.
Wow.
How to make them? See, like El Paso, Arizona, you know, you can't do it back here. They water them down too much.
Now there's this Mexican joint that's right not far from them that they make good Long Islands.
It's like Robbie mixing Crown Royal with Dr. Pepper. What the hell is wrong with you? Why would anybody ruin Crown by putting Dr. Pepper? Why would anybody ruin Crown, period, by putting anything in it? You don't ruin good Crown Royal by putting soda and stuff in it. No. You drink that stuff straight, buddy.
No.
You got to do that Beth Dutton, buddy. You got to pour that shit right in a glass and turn it up, drink it.
Oof.
That's why she's batshit crazy on that show.
We talking about Yellowstone? Is that what we're talking about?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That damn woman's nuttier than squirrel shit, buddy.
I think she's kind of badass herself.
Yeah. I saw something on Facebook today, and it had a picture of her, and it says, "I'm not a Bethany, I'm a Beth." I'm like, ooh.
Oh. Damn.
What did I tell you today, Robert? I was going to take I'm taking this dog to the train station. That's it.
He's getting tired of that dog.
That's right, your dad pulled in out there at Burns Harbor, delivered that fire brick to that guard that's out there all the time. He knows me. I'll be going in there, what now, 3, 4, 5 years off and on? Every time I run that steel base. He said, "You mind if I look in your truck?" I don't know why. You go across scale to haul steel, they don't have to look in your truck. But if you go through the guard shack to go in there and deliver, they got to look in your truck. All he does is step up on there and look around in there. He told me what he asked. He said, "Greg, you know the deal." I said, "Yeah." He said, "You got dogs in there?" I said, "No, I left her at home this week." He turned around and looked at me. I said, you don't have to worry about the dog. I said, "You better hope my wife ain't in there." I said, "That dog will give you some mercy." I said, "She won't."
I like
he turned around and started laughing at me. Do what?
I really like how you clean that statement up.
He had it like a 10-foot hole. Now it's about 4 foot.
I think I'm on mute my phone now for a little bit.
Yeah,
I think so.
It was a good thing you said that after you left, because you would have been muted permanently if you said it at home.
10-foot hole.
Yeah.
Train station, here it comes.
You know, around here, you can disappear and people don't look for you anymore.
Oh, sounds like Arizona almost. Find you out in a 5-gallon drum, middle of the desert.
Yeah. Around here, people disappear and nobody has no clue, and it's like, you know, nobody looks for them anymore.
Alrighty, I'm going to get off here. I'm going to go find this taco shop and see if they're any good.
I think I'm going to get ready and close this down for the night. And
okay. I'm out.
That's what Robbie does when the heat gets too much on him. He gets off the phone.
The heat. No.
No.
He doesn't have food in the truck, but he wants some tacos.
I've been craving Mexican food for about 2 weeks.
The bastard need to eat something. He lose 2 more pounds, he gonna fall through his ass and hang himself. Hey, I'll talk to you guys all tomorrow night.
Alrighty, later.
Bye, guys. Everybody be careful.
Yeah, bye. Yep. Bye.
Okay, so crazy as it is, we had 20 minutes of silence because I just talked to myself. And then we had an hour and a half of craziness. So, but anyways, as it always is on the shows with us, it's a chit chat BS type of show. So, again, I started off thanking our sponsors, and I'm going to end that way. Thanking our sponsors tonight. And we're going to thank DPF Regeneration. Check them out for all of your particular filter needs at webakem.com. We have LTR, Load to Ride, out in Denver, Colorado. They're always looking for drivers and always, always have some awesome looking trucks. We have Trucker Tools. Check out their app. Download it. Send them a text or a message and say, hey, I heard you on Redneck and I's live radio show. So with that being said, it is Thursday and it is 8 minutes till 9 p.m. Eastern. And I am shutting it down here, ladies and gents. We're going to call it a night. Everybody stay safe. Keep warm. Watch out for that snowstorm and all that is coming through up east through Illinois. Watch out for the tornadoes that's going to be coming across through Texas and Oklahoma. So, lordy, lordy, Mother Nature is having one heck of a day. So, be safe. Be careful. Keep all 18 on the pavement, not in the sky or on their sides. This is Tiffany with Redneck and Eyes Radio, calling it quits for the night, and I'll be back at you next week on Wednesday with Women of Redneck and Eyes. We'll be back on a normal scheduled time, again, 7 p.m. Eastern till usually about 9 p.m. Eastern, so catch you tomorrow. Well, I'll catch you next Wednesday, but as always, 7 p.m. Eastern, every night besides the weekends. We've got to have time for ourselves, guys. So with that being said, you got to redneck and eyes.
Just always remember, when everything goes wrong and the job's still got to get done, you got to redneck and eyes.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and eyes.